we have any questions?
Governor Rell, maybe I can ask you a couple of questions. Brad Hopper with NECN. First would be, do you feel another disaster is inevitable, perhaps a hurricane?
We prepare for it. You don't want to think that it is inevitable, but I have to tell you, we've been drilling for hurricane possibilities. We expect flood waters. We've seen that already in Connecticut. And Governor Lynch is talking about having had three floods. We experienced last April some very, very heavy rains and some floods that followed. The hurricane season has been good to Connecticut over the last couple of years, but you know, all predictions are that there may be another hurricane that heads our way at some time in the future. We have prepared for that. One of the first things that we did, of course, is to make sure that we have evacuation routes, that we coordinate and plan with our own mayors and first selectmen and the police chiefs, et cetera, along the coastline communities. We have set up with them an evacuation route. We've also set up with them shelters that are within their areas where they would go to. One of the things I said this morning is that when assessing the shelters, we discovered we thought some people had more cots than they did, and they thought we had more cots. And so we use some of our Homeland Security dollars to purchase additional cots. This good planning on our part really has put into place some of the things that we found lacking because of our drills. I would like to do a real drill experience and start moving people to see how efficiently we can do that. And towns are very much on board for doing things like that. But it's, you know, it is that old story. It is practice that makes it work. And that's exactly what we've been doing.
You have, you were saying you like the new FEMA. Do you now have confidence that FEMA will be there effectively when Connecticut or New England states need them?
I'm very confident that FEMA has you know, stepped up to the plate in more ways than one. When we needed them last year, one of the things that we were explaining about the floods in Connecticut, for example, was that immediately we were trying to determine what can we do, shall we declare an emergency, because you don't know whether you're allowed to yet. I mean, this was one of our discussions. And when I say allowed to, because we didn't have facts and figures, we didn't know how much damage there was, we didn't know how many homes were affected and the dollar amount to it. And so for us, we started just collecting that information as best we could. And FEMA was very helpful in saying, don't stop just because you don't have enough right now, enough documentation to declare an emergency. Continue to gather that information, and we will help you in reassessing that. So we found that very helpful. It was also very comforting to know that we weren't standing there alone, that we had someone with us, that were people that were guiding us trying to get this information. And you have to remember, this was over Memorial Day weekend when we were trying to, you know, get people who were frankly shell-shocked. They were looking at homes that were flooded, in some cases homes that had literally drifted down the river. They weren't interested in looking to us to say, you know, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you. They were interested in, you know, what am I going to do? Where am I going to live? They didn't think that we as a state or that the federal government under FEMA would be there to help them. So we needed to get that message out, and that's where, again, FEMA stepped right up to the plate. When they were there, they could not have been smoother, more efficient than what we needed in those days following the floods. I hope I answered your question. That was a long answer. I apologize.
Thank you. Any other questions? Maybe I'll just ask Governor Lynch one more question, just following up. How is Alsted doing 2 years out?
We actually have a selectman here from Alsted.
So maybe we'll talk to him after.
So you should feel free to talk with him. But Alsted and the people of Alsted have really shown a remarkable resilience. And as the selectman, Joel McCarty, I think would attest, we saw the people of Alsted really come together. Neighbor helping neighbor, lots of volunteers. Again, with a response, helping families right away. And then the recovery, making sure that the families who need our help, need their help, were able to get it. There is still more work to do in Alsted, more work in terms of the infrastructure, more work in terms of helping some of the families. The hardest part, I believe, in terms of an effective response, and we've seen this in New Hampshire, is really helping the families who've lost everything. That's the biggest challenge, I think, that we face. And by that, I mean they've lost their homes, they've lost the foundations, in some cases the land on which that foundation was built, and in many cases they still have a mortgage on the home that they've lost. So the need that they have could be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. That, I believe, is really a major challenge that we face. But I think, although there's still more work to do, I think Alstead really has come together in a remarkable way, in no small part due to the leadership that the selectmen have had in that town.
Like, say, a small town like Alstead is hit again, unfortunately, with a flood. I know that you'll have a FEMA representative assigned to the state, but how will the other states be a part of this? Will they all be advised and be sending up resources? How does it actually work as a cohesive unit? Well, I can ask Art to respond to that as well, but one of the things that I've noticed, and I would echo what Governor Rell said, I think under Art, really FEMA has undergone a cultural shift.
That there's no longer the adversarial relationship that I saw a bit of 3 years ago. That FEMA really is there on our side, working together, supporting us, trying to understand what our needs are and trying to help with those needs. Now, FEMA working with us will be instrumental in getting information out to people. And that's one important aspect of what we talked about this morning as well. How will individuals know, for example, whether they qualify for assistance and what assistance is available to them? Now, that's critical for the families in Alstead and other parts of New Hampshire, so they know right away what assistance will be available for them. Art, during the most recent flooding in April, was there touring with me, looking at some of the flooded out areas in Merrimack County, along with his boss. So they have shown a much more willingness to be cooperative in working with us and trying to help the families. On a regional basis, and again, I think Art can talk about that as well, we need to make sure that our response is coordinated and that our decision-making is collaborative. And if there is, in fact, a need for the governor of Connecticut and myself to engage in a coordinated response, which could very well be the case, I think FEMA will play a role in making sure that that facilitation, in fact, occurs. And it is quite likely that in a future event, we will have to have a more coordinated response than, for example, we had to have this time, just really relying on ourselves in New Hampshire for the decision-making. Art, do you want to add to that?
Thank you, Governor. I think both Governor Rell and Governor Lynch have summarized it very well, saying that the command and control coordination that FEMA can provide, not only during a disaster, but preliminary to a disaster, we're operating a situational awareness room out in our bunker at Maynard, which keeps an eye on the situation every day. I think for us, the coordination during an event, key information back directly to the governor so that they get the right decision-making information. I think you've summarized it really well, Governor. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.